time to revisit. I keep hearing it a lot in my alternative news circles. But it is time to reinvigorate on this show the term Mockingbird. Are you familiar with Operation Mockingbird?
I was.
Until what? They deprogrammed you?
Still, I forgot.
Operation Mockingbird was the CIA media infiltration program where they hired agents.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah. Well, we haven't used the word Mockingbird, and I think it's time to reinstate it because Mockingbird is talking to us on a daily basis through the telescreen. And just to remind you, because all of this is declassified and, you know, by now it's out in the open. You can Google around. I got some links in the show notes. You can find out exactly what it was. But the real evidence, which is nice, is from the Church Commission. That would be Frank Church, the Select Committee to Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities, where he literally asked this in a congressional hearing, and you will hear the answer regarding the...
Classic clip.
Yeah, it's a classic. It is an evergreen.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
Yeah, we don't want the slaves to have it on tape.
We don't want it. Here's the way it goes. Do you have any people on the payroll of NBC, ABC, or CBS? You know, we better talk about that in some executive session.
Yeah.
Well, there's your answer.
It's a classic clip. And we need to bring back the term Mockingbird, because Mockingbird is Anderson Cooper is Mockingbird, Aaron Burnett is Mockingbird, the drunk Sawyer is Mockingbird. They're all Mockingbird. And when you bring the SIFIs into it, there is so much control over all these corporations.
Yeah, well, it's corporatism again, and that's a SIFI thing. And the other, which she uses, a GSE, she mentioned, which is a
government-sponsored enterprise.
Sponsored enterprise, which is essentially GM for a while.
The Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Freddie Mac, all those things that, you know, are supposedly private, but they're not. They're run by the government. They're essentially nationalizing the banks.
Yes.
The
banks.
Administration with the feds.
No, the Fed is the banks, John.
The Fed is the banks.
They're nationalizing their own little business. That's the disgusting part.
Well, that could be that the banks are running things, but I, you know.
Here's John. Well, it could be the banks are running things.
The banks are running things.
Hello? Yes.
But who's running the banks?
The Jews, of course. You know the answer to this. That's always the answer. No, I think it's more organic than that.
Intelligence agencies.
So you're saying the intelligence agencies are running the banks?
Well, it's a hard one to do because you don't see any connection.
No, I'm not so sure. I mean, I think it's just families. I think it boils down to families who've always financed the wars, financed, you know, everything. And it's a great little scam they've got going on here with the Federal Reserve celebrating its 100th year this year.
You will have